Hey guys, it's Vinny B. Raider Nation In the Huddle is all about giving our fans the best opportunities in life. TAT is a new product that allows smokers to enjoy the sensations of smoking with zero tobacco and zero nicotine content. Finally, a cigarette you could feel good about, similar to Raider Nation rituals of winning championships. TAT offers the beyond nicotine experience with its beyond tobacco-based material in taste, smell, touch, sight, and sound without nicotine or tobacco. TAT offers a better option to completely remove nicotine intake without compromising the smoking experience. TAT, beyond tobacco. Raider Nation, get your free pack of TAT today at TryTAT.com.
Broadcasting live from the Treasure Island Sportsbook, this is Unnecessary Roughness on Raider Nation Radio 920. Live on the road, here's your boy, Q.
And we are back with some Onyx. Let the boys be boys. Slam. Dun, 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 dun. Let the boys be boys. That's what we're doing. The boys are boys right now. Golden Circle Sportsbook is where we're at. The TI is what we like to call it. Treasure Island. Vinny Bonsignore, your boy Q. We are holding it down. We're going to be here till about 4:45. Come on by. They got a lot of drink specials going on. They got a lot of great action on the TVs. Looking up at that's the U.S. Army there at one of these
North
great...
Carolina against.
Nice.
Somebody read?
Yeah.
They're not starting with North Carolina State, are they? They can't be, right?
No, I don't know. No.
Come on, give me a.
Hey, it's Virginia Tech, dog. That's what the VT stands for.
ACC game.
There you go.
I'm sure Divine Diablo is watching this.
Yeah, he probably is. Number 5, Divine Diablo now. No longer number, 40, what was he, 45, 49 at one point?
49.
Yeah, now he's number 5.
Number 5.
Nice, single digit. I like it. So, yeah, we're up here watching all kinds of sports. We have a lot of goodies for you, and there's a lot of great drink specials going on here at Treasure Island. I think I'm going to go relax by the pool after this is over.
I like it.
I'm serious. I'm just going to go and tan a little bit.
You know, Q, when you talk about Divine Diablo, you know, the recent signings with the trade for Denzel Perryman, signing K.J. Wright, I think it really helps guys like Tanner Muse and Divine Diablo. There's plans for these players.
Right. They're just not forced into action right now.
Exactly.
Sorry
to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But I think that's been the issue the last couple of years.
Yeah, happened to Damon Arnett.
Not necessarily the issue, but they were in a different place. I think that development stage that they were in, you know, they felt like let's get these young guys out there.
Right.
Let's get these young players out there. Let's get them developed. In some cases, it's worked. In some cases, they realize, hey, maybe we're rushing it a little bit too fast with some of these guys.
Right.
But being able to now not be in a position where you have to do that, where you can bring a guy like Tanner Muse and a guy like Divine Diablo along, you know, at a much slower pace, more conducive pace. And then hopefully, you know, both guys I think are going to contribute special teams-wise. That's a good thing.
Right.
And then eventually graduate to something bigger. But for right now, you don't have to rely heavily on those guys.
No, you don't. You don't. Not at all. Great point right there. And that's what happened, in my opinion, with Damon Arnett last year. He was forced into action. 702-365-9200. That's the Raider Nation listener line. And we got our guy Charles on the line. He wants to talk about a number that he's looking at for the Raiders this season if they are a playoff team. Charles, what's up this afternoon?
How's it going? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think we win 12 wins probably, but you know, if you look at the schedule, if we beat the Ravens, I don't see how the Bears, Dolphins overrated. We destroyed the Dolphins. I went back and watched that game the other day. That just, if you watch that, it makes you sick to your stomach. But here's a question I got for you. I'm either insane or everybody on the national media is just overpaid for. They're like the National Enquirer now, man. I remember Berman and Steve Young and them guys, you could actually take a little bit into what they said, even Parcells. But I've seen at least 8 people on national media say the Raiders would finish last in this division and that the Chargers are more talented than us. How are the Chargers? What is it that they did that they're more talented than us?
They have Justin Herbert and everyone's infatuated with Justin Herbert right now.
And they've got Joey Bosa, they've got Derwin James, they got Murray, the young linebacker, they've got Keenan Allen. When you look at it, they're a talented team. There's no question that the Chargers have talent, have some star power as well. But I don't think that they are a complete team. I think the Raiders are closing in on being a pretty darn good complete team. We have to see it, Q, like we talked about with the offensive line. But elsewhere, when you start talking about, okay, that defensive line looks pretty good, that linebacker room looks pretty good, that secondary has a chance to be pretty decent. Some young guys have to step forward, no question about it. The quarterback is there. Darren Waller is a star. Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake, you know, so there's a lot to like about this team. And I think they're the second-best team without question in the AFC West.
Yeah, well, the Ravens are overrated anyway. And I know everybody's going to come down on me. They don't ever win a playoff game. And who had better wins last year, the Raiders or the Ravens? The Ravens had an easy schedule. You name me a team. They can't even step on the field with the Chiefs. And then, what, they beat the Browns twice, and that's just about it. They beat a Tennessee team that was beat up in the playoffs. But the Raiders beat the Saints, the Browns, and the Chiefs. I think the Raiders are a better team than the Ravens. They got Lamar Jackson. You take Lamar Jackson out of the equation, who's favored in this game?
That's
MVP caliber player.
That's like taking Jesus out of your life. You don't do that.
but I agree with you, and I think that to me it's going to come down to how that defense responds to a player like Lamar Jackson, and that guy can burn you. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, you got to be disciplined on defense,
right? And I think it really helps now, especially if KJ Wright is out there, especially if a Denzel Perryman is out there, especially if Nick Kwiatkowski is healthy. I think the linebacker play and some of that veteran leadership now that they have on the defensive line is going to make a huge difference against a guy like Lamar Jackson.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Let's go back out. 702-365-9200. Charles, thank you for that call. Let's go out to Matt in Hoboken. What's on your mind this afternoon, my man?
What's up, gentlemen? I think the magic number for this team in order to ensure a playoff spot is 11. I think we need to get to 11 wins, and I say that because I think there's a lot of competitive wild card teams in the AFC, such as the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Cleveland. You take a look even in our division, I think one of those two teams out of the Broncos or out of the Chargers, they'll be competitive. The Dolphins and the Patriots will be competitive, and you got Buffalo in that division too. So I think 11 is the magic number. Now, if you allow me to add a point to that.
Sure.
If we don't make the playoffs this year, if we don't, the reason is going to be, and again, I hope that we do, obviously, but if we don't, the reason is going to be that our first-round draft picks of the last few years failed us. And going one by one with them, you know, Cleveland Farrell is, in my mind, we picked him, I believe, fourth overall, and he's not going to be running with the ones this year, or he's struggling to run with the ones. That wasn't great value on that pick, and I consider that pick a failure. Whether he ends up being a decent pro or not, he's in year three, and he's struggling to run with the ones. That's my opinion on him. Okay, same thing, Damon Arnette, going into year two. You could say what you want about not having the camp last year, but year two, first-round draft pick, he's not going to be part of the starting unit. Hayward's going to play over him. Mullen's going to play on the other side. Okay, Hobbs will most likely be in the slot. I think that, at this point, is a failure. Again, these things can turn around. You look at those two right there, and so far those are failures. Ruggs, everybody could talk all they want about Ruggs' speed and camp and how it's outstanding. I need more production. Talking about how fast he is, in my mind, is happy, happy, happy talk, and I need results out of him. Okay, so he's another guy that I'm looking for, and Abrams has been highly inconsistent. So I'm hoping all these guys turn the corner this year, but if they don't, that's the reason why we're not going to get to 11 wins, those guys.
I like it. Good stuff. Good stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for that call. I like the passion. And, you know, you're not wrong to a certain extent. I mean, I know everyone has a role. They all play their role. I get it. And there is. I mean, when you're selected at a certain spot, your expectations are higher. Now, there's, you know, you didn't talk about Max Crosby and the success of a fourth-round pick, but he was a fourth-round pick. You know what I mean? So anything he does is great because he's a fourth-round pick.
Right.
It's the perception.
No, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Clee Farrell can't do anything about where he was drafted at this point. I know that people are running with that he got demoted to the second string. Yes and no. There's also a plan in place for this defensive line, and it goes nine deep now when you add Gerald McCoy to the equation. So I wouldn't be so fast to call that a demotion. I think collectively this defensive line can be really good. Wherever Clee fits into that whole scheme, that's where he fits. But I think he's going to be a contributing player, and at this point, that's what the goal and objective and should be for Raider fans.
He's got to show a lot this year, Hill. He does have to show a lot.
Well,
and stay healthy as well.
For his personal, you know, in terms of the next contract, all of that, there's no question about that. But I'll flip this to you. We're talking about, you know, win totals and whatnot. Outside of the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe the Buffalo Bills. What team in the AFC just scares you so much that you don't believe the Raiders can compete with them?
There's not a team out there that I don't think the Raiders can compete with. I think the Raiders could compete with the best of the best. I mean, hell, the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl last year for the second year in a row, and the Raiders could have beat them twice. I don't think there's a team that they can't compete with. I think their biggest competition is themselves.
Well, could you have said that last year?
No, because the defense we knew was so suspect. We knew the defense was so suspect. And look, that's the thing. I'm not on the wish
You're
creed.
Banking
I'm on yes, I'm banking on them being good, but they've got to go out there and prove it, because there's a lot of times that Raider Nation has banked on this, that, and the other, and it has come up, you know, snake eyes.
Right.
So you've got to be able to go out there and show what your fan base is banking on, what your fan base is believing on. But I think a big step to that was what Mike Mayock said the other day when we were in the media session, that they expect to be a playoff team. He put it out there on the table and said, I know you're going to put in your headlines. I know you're going to write about it.
We're not running
from it. I know you're
going to
talk about it. Yeah, exactly.
We're not hiding from it.
Right, exactly.
And usually where you focus is where you end up. And
right.
They believe that that's where they should be. Now, having said that, I get a lot of texts from somewhere over there near where the Raiders practice, and a lot of it is prefaced with on paper. On paper.
Of course.
On paper. Now,
that's what it is right now.
Exactly. But that's still a departure from what it was.
Right.
What it was previously, the last couple of years. Well, we need help here. Well, da da da.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but now they understand. On paper, there's no question.
Right.
It's got to happen, obviously, on the field. But I think for the first time in a while, you can say, and you've been a Raider fan your whole life,
yep.
basically.
Yep.
You know, poke holes in this all you want. But I would think that this on paper version is different. It looks different to
it does.
Raider
I've been saying it for the longest. It feels different. It looks different. It smells different. I mean, everything is different about this team. I actually believe this team is more talented than the 2016 team.
I don't think there's any question about that.
I don't either.
Yep.
Because the ball bounced the convenient way for the Raiders in 2016 a lot.
Right.
You know, and that's fine. Sometimes better to be lucky than good. And that happened a few times, including the very first game of the season. When Jalen Richard had his very first carry that took it to the house. You know, got him back into the game. You know, that's when Jack Del Rio gambled and went for it on the, went for the two-point conversion. Crabtree comes down with it, wins the game. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of things to like about that season. But I think on paper, again, on paper, this team is more talented. Let's hustle back out to the Raider Nation listener line really quick, and let's talk to Raider 27. What's on your mind, my man?
You guys had to bring up Elvis and Bad Room.
I didn't do that.
You had to do that.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
It took me over a week before I could sleep more than 2 hours a night after that game.
My bad.
That was crazy. That was insane. I was so stoked. I'm in the living room cheering. We just beat the Chiefs at home. We just what? You know, that sucked, man. I wish you guys hadn't done that.
Sorry.
He's sending you off to the weekend. With that.
Hey, man.
Your boy Q.
No, because I know how to touch the emotions of Raider Nation because I was right there with them.
Yeah, no, I know.
I know. So I want to see this defense play well in December.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with September.
You know, you guys have almost got me talked into changing my – but I've been thinking about it. I'm thinking 10-7, and I think that might still get us in the playoffs because last year was an oddball year. Usually – you don't have to be that good to make the playoffs as you did last year. And AFC teams are going to beat themselves up. I don't think it's going to take 11 or 12 wins to get into the playoffs. But I think a pretty safe number for the Raiders is 10-7. I'd be pretty happy with that. Even if they didn't make it to the playoffs, they still won 10 games. And for where we're at in the plan and how we're building our team, I think you guys are absolutely right. We're talent-wise, I think we're much better than that 12-4 team. That could have been 8-8 just as easy as it was 12-4.
Agreed.
The ball just bounced for us that year. And
yep.
Who knows? Hey, you know what? Maybe we're due. Maybe we're due for the ball to bounce our way this year, and we're going to stay healthy. But, you know, I think 10-7 is pretty safe, and I think 10-7 might get us into the playoffs too.
Okay.
Not only are you due, I think you're overdue, to be honest with you. I got this question. I'll throw it out to Raider 27 because he's an astute Raider fan, one of many. Raider 27, how many touches, targets, I should say, do you want to see for Henry Ruggs?
For the season?
Targets, yeah. He had 43 last year.
I would say, let's just say four games. Because the Raiders' offense – The Raiders offense, Gruden likes to hit 10, 11 receive different people. He doesn't the Raiders under Gruden don't just throw to one or two guys. You're not going to see one guy get, well, maybe Waller. But, I mean, they're going to try to run the ball. They don't want to throw the ball more than 25, 30 times a game at most.
Right.
And they're going to spread that between 9 or 10 guys. So I think if Ruggs gets 4 targets a game, I think that will be a lot. Now, you never know. If Ruggs has learned to run good routes and he gets on a roll, you just don't know. You know, I mean, some games he could get 7 or 8 targets. Some games, Edwards could have the good matchup. Because you know Chucky's going to scheme matchups.
Right.
He's going to stay up all night and figure out who can beat who, and that's what he's going to put in his game plan. So it's really hard to say, but I say on average, I would say, except for Waller, 4 to 5 targets a game, and that would be across the board.
Good stuff, good stuff. Thank you for that call. I'll say this, Vinny, and then we'll get to the next call. I think that Henry Ruggs needs to get more than 4 targets.
I do too.
I think he needs to get more than 4 touches. That's how because I don't think it's just going to be receiving. I think that they need to get him involved in some end arounds. I think he needs to get called in some jet sweeps. I think he just needs to touch the rock.
9, 10 times.
I think he needs to touch the rock, right. Even if he lines up in the backfield. You know what I mean? Like, just you have to use him. What did they say when they drafted him? He is our Tyreek Hill.
Right.
You've got to use him like Tyreek Hill.
That's what I'm saying. Like, targets maybe in the past game, 4. Right. I think it needs to be 5, 6.
I think, 4 is fine as long as you go early in the game. Don't wait till the fourth quarter to hit him.
Right.
Get him early. But, 4, 5, 6, that's fine. But I think the touches are more important.
I do, too. It's essential.
Yep.
It's essential. And I was looking at that number 43 today, and I was like, it's got to be – those targets, to me, need to be in the 80s. Maybe even 90s. Maybe even take.
Well, then it makes defenses play him honest too, because then they think, hey, he's a real threat. They're not just using him as a decoy,
right?
A high priced decoy,
no doubt about it.
Nobody wants a decoy.
A lot of that is on Henry Ruggs, I think.
Right,
and it goes back to your point though, Q, getting him involved early.
Yep.
Because I think when you get him involved early, it changes the dynamics of the opposing defense.
Right.
But it also changes John Gruden and Derek Carr's mindset as well. If he starts being involved and producing, confidence in him goes up, his confidence goes up,
right?
Gruden's confidence to call his number goes up, and it just has a ripple effect across the offense. I need to see it. I want to see it, and I don't think there's any excuses why, unless, you know, he gets hurt, obviously.
Right, of course.
But that's got to be a goal.
702-365-9200, Raider Nation listener line. How about Justin? What's on your mind this afternoon? All right. 702-365-9200. How about Mitch in New Jersey? What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, how we doing, guys? Maybe call you guys the Vegas Vice after Miami Vice.
All right.
That's, Don that's, Johnson.
That'll work. I was like a big Don Johnson fan, though.
You know,
I
like it. What was the other guy's name? Sonny?
Tubbs. It was Tubbs and Crockett. Tubbs and Crockett.
All right.
That was my show.
Yeah, obviously. No, I used to watch that show, too. Shows are just better back then, man.
I bought Don Johnson's solo album in the 80s.
But oh, my God.
Way back.
Yeah, you're tripping.
Hey, I like the right pickup. I'm tripping. No, I have some with cassette, you know, but I don't think I have a cassette player anymore. That's ancient. That's a relic now. I like the right pickup. Defense line, we're going to have a handful, but the Ravens are missing. They wanted a good running back, so Lamar's going to be running. He's a good quarterback, but let him flourish another year, another game.
And you've got to force him to throw the ball.
Okay. Maybe John Brown will sit over them. I'll look for the Jets or the quarterback. Cause, to bail on the Raiders, that's something else. And one more thing with the Heisman, with the quarterbacks, I know I'm going a little off track here.
Sorry.
I think DJ Uiagalelei, if I'm saying it right, I think he's winning the Heisman. That's the guy that USC let him get away, the big one.
St. John Bosco High School.
There you go. You knew Vinny would know.
The Alabama quarterbacks from modern day, the Clemson quarterbacks from St. John Bosco, the Ohio State quarterback is from what, Riverside?
Riverside.
So, a lot of California quarterbacks are elsewhere and not wearing the crimson and gold from – for USC. So what the heck's going on? Oh, JT What's the Georgia quarterbacks from another modern day guy?
So. Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow.
Well, there it is. Good stuff, Mitch. We appreciate the call, my man. 702-365-9200. Let's go back to Justin real quick. Justin, what's on your mind, my man?
Hey, what's up again?
Chilling, man.
You know, there's so much. Like, I love listening to you guys. You know, you guys touch on so many, you know, topics that you can talk about. You know, like last year, like Ravens 8-8, you know, hey, they'd be a playoff team if they got a better defense, you know. And, you know, to everybody that's, you know, on the Chargers, on the Broncos, you know, it's the Raiders have a better defense. Even on paper, like, there's no way their defense is worse than last year. There's no way. And, you know, and like Mike Mayock said, you know, he spent a lot of time on the offensive line, you know. So people are like, oh, what if their offensive line isn't good? You know, he does his diligence there. So I really think just as the season goes, you know, I've been a Raiders fan since birth. Like, I just, you know, grew up watching my dad watch the Raiders and it happened, you know. But, no, I really think they're doing the right thing. And, you know, with K.J. Wright, you know, like, we finally got it. You know, if we've been – you guys have been talking about it for, you know, a week or two or however long. And, no, it's dope. I really think they're going to be good. I love it. And thanks again for taking my call. Love you guys. Love listening to you guys Monday through Friday. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Justin. Great call, my man. Great call. And, yeah, I think there's no doubt about it, Vinny, that there is the defense is already better just with the dogs that they have. And when I say dogs, I mean alpha dogs.
Yeah, and, you know, when you start – you saw Gerald McCoy on Sunday.
Yep.
I know he was playing primarily toward the end of that game against backups, but Q, that dude was moving people around.
Right, and that's why – and that's a guy that I could say is an alpha dog. He might not get – 8 or 9 sacks from the interior. He may not be that guy, but he is a guy that the team needs as far as lining up correctly, knowing what to look for. I mean, how did he break it down when it was one of his first earlier media sessions? Look at this guy's leg. Look at that. I mean, he was giving them tips that is going to make not only him better, but the rest of the squad.
He was talking about the run option.
Yeah,
the zone read option on Sunday.
Saying,
hey, look, guys, stop looking here, stop looking there, stop falling for the smoke and mirrors.
Right, it's window dressing.
It's right here in front of you.
Yep.
And he's right. And to have that, it's just invaluable. But now you start looking at that defense, and there's a bunch of guys that have seen it all.
Yep.
That are not going to be, you know, like, unfortunately, Divine Diablo bit the first play of the game on exactly that. And that's when you were like, okay, it's going to take a little while for Divine Diablo. Now you got veterans in there that I think are going to they know how to play whatever offense they're going to play, especially the Baltimore Ravens when they come into town with Lamar and what they like to do.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff. Great calls. I know our caller, Inland Empire, I know he dropped off. Give us a call back in a few minutes, not just now, because coming up next, we're going to have Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. He's going to give us the rundown of everything that we need to know, talk a lot of college football action. We're going to talk Dodgers and Giants. I got your back, Mama Q. I got your back. I don't know what Lee's going to say. I don't know if he's got your back. But we're going to talk about that. We'll talk college football. We'll talk all the betting lines as we're here at the TI, the Golden Circle Sportsbook. We're here in the Mecca. Come on down. Hang out with us. Wow, there's a lot of water here. Come on by. This is Unnecessary Roughness and In the Huddle on Raider Nation Radio 920.
Welcome back to Unnecessary Roughness on Raider Nation Radio 920. It's time to take a look at the sporting lines with Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com.
And it pays off in a touchdown.
Here on Raider Nation Radio 920.
Welcome back to Unnecessary Roughness here on Raider Nation Radio 920. We are live right now at the TI. That's Treasure Island Golden Circle Sportsbook. Come on down. Hang out with us. We're going to be here up until about 4:50. So come on by and say what's up. And right now, speaking of the sportsbook, we're going to go ahead and take a look at some of the games, some of the fantastic action coming up this weekend with my guy, Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And Lee, are you ready for a big, fantastic weekend of college football action?
So ready. I was dressed at 6:15 this morning, ready to head to the office, and my wife looked at me. She goes, "You look like the first day of school. You are excited to go into work and to talk football." I said, "Absolutely, honey. It's all about talking football, watching football, and betting football."
Absolutely. It gets no better than that. Very excited about this weekend of action. We got a lot of good games to get into. And, you know, you had told me this nugget about sixes, and this came from the Boise State UCF game, and it was what, over 80 yards with a pick six?
Yeah, whenever a quarterback throws a pick six of over 80 yards, you only have a chance, if you're backing that team, of 15% of winning. 15% or less. So what happens, and it makes sense, I never realized this, that until someone told me this fact and we looked it up, it's a 14-point switch right there. And then on top of the 14-point switch, you're going in for probably a touchdown. The other team scores a touchdown emotionally. I mean, you've just driven down the field, and in one maybe 9 or 10-second play, you've given it all up. So tough to overcome.
Yeah, no, it really is. I thought that was an interesting nugget, though. I'd like to pass that along. So let's go ahead and get into some action, man. As I said, a lot of fantastic games going on. So let's go ahead and dive into it. Got some college football action and even a Major League Baseball game that we're going to talk about, one that I'm very excited about. But let's dive into some college football real quick. How about this one? How about Northwestern and Michigan State? Northwestern is -3 versus Michigan State. Break this one down for us, Lee.
So Northwestern was a fun team last year. Great story. They went in the transfer portal. They get a quarterback from Indiana who just transformed their offense. I mean, the year before they were terrible with Hunter Johnson. They had no explosive players, and defense was always solid. Now they got to go back to Hunter Johnson. I mean, I was shocked. Ryan Helinski, he transferred in from South Carolina. I'm shocked he didn't beat out Hunter Johnson. Formerly a five-star recruit who went to Clemson and transferred, but if you remember 2 years ago, they were unwatchable. So they lost their top running back, Cam Porter, in camp, lost their top four running backs from last year, top five receivers. Michigan State, they went into the transfer portal, and they get Anthony Russo, who's a solid quarterback from Temple, running back from Wake Forest, Kenneth Walker, who had 13 touchdowns, and I just think that, you know, when you add guys like that, they returned 16 starters. They got a linebacker from Tennessee and two cornerbacks from Florida. This is a visitor series. The visitor has covered 16 of the last 18 times here. I'm going to say the wrong team's favorite. I like Michigan State here, 27-17.
Wow, that's a hell of a nugget right there. It's the away team is the team that always wins this one, basically. Yeah. Man, that is that is wild right there. Good stuff, though. Great way to get us started. We're talking with Lee Sterling here from ParamountSports.com here on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920. How about this one, Lee? This one actually is going to be played right here in my own backyard at Allegiant Stadium, the Vegas Kickoff Classic. BYU, their fan base travels really well. Arizona, their fan base, not so much. How about this one? BYU -12 versus Arizona. Break the Kickoff Classic down for us.
So, Arizona is just, they're the only team I believe that has never been to the Pac, won the Pac-12. And I don't think they're going to do it anytime soon. They hired Sumlin, Kevin Sumlin, huge mistake. And now they got to pay him off for years to come. They bring in Jed Fish. I don't think he's the guy that's going to turn them around. He hired Brennan Carroll, Pete Carroll's son, who's, I think, unqualified. And also hired defensive coordinator Don Brown from Michigan, who is a disaster. So I don't like his coaching staff. He's going to play two quarterbacks. Maybe he wanted to keep both Gunnar Cruz and Will Plummer around. No, it's not Jake Plummer's son. It's Will Plummer, no relation. So I'm not buying it here. And how about this? They got two transfers that are going to start from on defense that transferred in from Western Michigan and Central Michigan. I don't think we'll ever see that for a Power 5 conference school where you get two guys from teams that don't play defense that are going to start for you. Yikes here. BYU, yeah, they're not going to be as good as last year. Zach Wilson was great, and they lost their offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, but they've got continuity. Their offensive quarterback coach Aaron Roderick, he steps in. I think he'll be doing a nice job. In Arizona, 5-19 against the spread the last 24 games as a road underdog. Give me BYU. They pull away late, 35-17.
Man, you know, I hate that for Coach Fish. We had him on the radio show about a week ago talking about this game. He was fired up, but the red flag that he said to me during the interview was, we're trying to change the culture here at Arizona, and that's never good, Lee. That's never good.
Not at all.
No, that lets you know that they got a lot of work to do. Let's just put it like that. Got a couple more games that I want to get to. Want to turn my attention to Major League Baseball real quick, and then we'll come back to college football because we got a big one that I want to save for last. But Lee, how about this one on the diamond? This is a good one, man. The L.A. Dodgers against the San Francisco Giants. No love lost in this series, right? 85-49. That's the record of the Dodgers. 85-49. That's the record of the Giants. Dodgers money line -114 with the Giants. Break this one down for us, Lee.
So this is a game that, in a series that everyone is anticipating, and so am I. This will be maybe the only game that I'll watch live in baseball this weekend. The Dodgers finally caught them. The Giants have all kinds of injuries to their pitching staff. I mean, their manager didn't even know who was going to start this weekend. I mean, it's like a MASH unit. David Price starts for the Dodgers. Now, he probably only pitched 3-4 innings, but that's all he needs to do. He's not given up more than 3 earned runs in any game this year. They're rested, as is the Dodgers' bullpen. They didn't play last night. That's a big plus. I thought the line was going to be -140, 150, -114. Give me the Dodgers' money line all day long. I think this is going to be a blowout win over San Francisco.
Mama Q's not happy about that one. Diehard Giants fan, she's not going to be happy, especially against the rival Dodgers. But it doesn't get any better than that, right? Dodgers, Giants, yeah. They hate each other, and they both have the same exact record. I mean, what more do you really want?
I mean, growing up, that was it. It was, you know, Juan Marichal, Willie McCovey against the great Dodger teams, you know, and then you got went into the, you know, the whole the whole, you know, Tommy Lasorda era. So lot of history behind both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one, man. And I'm with you. You said that that's probably the only one you'll watch live as far as baseball this weekend. That'll probably be the only one I watch as well. That's just a fantastic game. We're talking right now with Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com on Twitter at Paramount Sports here on Unnecessary Roughness. And, Lee, I got to ask you about this game. We'll close things out with this college football game. This one should be fantastic. How about the Clemson Tigers versus the Georgia Bulldogs? Clemson is -3 versus Georgia. What are your thoughts on this one, Lee?
Wow. I mean, I love how college football sets it up. They have great games week one, and then they kind of, you know, they move aside and they let the NFL come in next week. I am so excited also for next week. I don't know if you even peeked at the card for next week, but, you know, Dallas and Tampa Bay kicks it off. How about Pittsburgh at Buffalo? How great is that game going to be? You know, we got other incredible games. We got Arizona and Tennessee, Seattle and Indy, Miami and New England. That's always one of the best rivalries. And then to end the week, you got your Las Vegas Raiders against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
So love the card. And this is the marquee game of the weekend here. The public loves Georgia. I don't know why, but 78% of the public's betting them. I'm not a Kirby Smart fan. I'm not an offensive coordinator Todd Monken fan. I think his play calling is disjointed. JT Daniels, their quarterback, he's a top three Heisman potential winner if you look at the odds, but I'm not buying his biggest win is against Cincinnati in a bowl game. So the last time Dabo lost two games, came back and won 15 the next year. 15-0 is the best defensive line. He has four receivers that go 6'3 to 6'4. They can run like the wind and jump out of the gym. All four potential first rounders if they stay healthy here. I think this price is cheap. Give me Clemson 30-20 over Georgia.
There it is right there. What a fantastic game, man. That's going to be one hell of a matchup right there. And Lee's got the Clemson Tigers taking this one. Again, the line on it is Clemson -3 versus Georgia. A great, great weekend of action, and can't wait to lead into some NFL action next week, starting with the Cowboys and Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football. Lee, great stuff as always, my man. Definitely appreciate you. If anyone wants to reach out to you and get a little bit more information from you, what do they need to do?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. You can get on 2 months of baseball, just $197. You want to get our football season pass, use coupon code SAVE300, save $300 on that. And then how about this? If let's say you're going to go away for the weekend, going to a barbecue, you want to get all the games right now, we have what's called a 9 for $97 special. It's an instant download. So you don't have to call back or check in with me Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. 9 games, $97 on the instant download. Get it right now, ParamountSports.com.
I like it. I like it. Great stuff as always, my man. Look forward to all the action this weekend starting tonight. Actually got started last night with UNLV and Eastern Washington. Don't even want to talk about that game, but hey, it's all good. Lee, have a great weekend, my man. I definitely appreciate you, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Q.
There he goes. That's Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Phone got a little there squirrely there at the end. I don't know what that was, but that's okay. It just happened right in time. So maybe the play was too hot. You know, the internet was starting to go down or something. I don't know what was going on, but his phone started getting a little squirrely there at the end. But hey, good stuff as always from my guy Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. As mentioned, we are live here at the TI Treasure Island Golden Circle Sportsbook. Myself, Vinny Bonsignor, we're going to come on back. Hit us up, Raider Nation. Holler at us. How you feeling? Come on down and see us, as a matter of fact. This is Unnecessary Roughness and In the Huddle here on Raider Nation Radio 920. Give me your best. What's up, Raider Nation? This is Hall of Famer Tim Brown. You're listening to Raider Nation Radio 920.
What's up, Raider Nation? This is Hall of Famer Tim Brown, and you're listening to Raider Nation 920.
Welcome back to Unnecessary Roughness. Unnecessary Roughness. Here on Raider Nation Radio 920. Here's your boy Q.
And we are still here at the TI, the Golden Circle Sportsbook. Got some folks that arrived, are hanging out with us. Get some great drink specials, have yourself some lunch, watch some fantastic football on TV. Right now, Virginia Tech is beating North Carolina 7-0. Second quarter, 12:24 left to go. It is 2nd and 11. Looks like Virginia Tech has the ball right now. But this is fun, man. This is a lot of fun. Just kidding. North Carolina has the ball. I was looking at a big guy in the interior.
The new tackle that they're running right around.
Right.
He didn't block anybody. But,
no, but right. He's just big. And he's, so I thought he was a defensive lineman. Instead, he's an offensive lineman.
6'7", 335.
Yeah, well, I thought he was one of the big hog mollies on the defensive side, but he wasn't, so my bad. But either way, the game is going on right now. And there's a lot coming up. I'm really excited about this segment, Raider Nation. I really am. Damon was at the game last night, and he was a man amongst people in his words. He put out on Twitter, he was a man amongst people. He interviewed some folks from the, what was it, Damon, the student section? Explain it for us.
Yeah, I was around the student section, and then I was like, oh, it's halftime. I'm going to find some people to interview, you know, see, get some man on the street action. And some of the guys that I actually talked to, they are in UNLV's sports journalism department.
Nice,
so
nice.
So nice little coincidence there.
Yeah, very good coincidence. And I could appreciate that you were getting your boy Q on, because Vinny, and I don't know if you noticed, but every opportunity I have, I'm always thinking, oh, let me do an interview real quick. Can I do an interview real quick? I never shut it off as far as I can do an interview real quick, bring it to the show, bring it to the podcast, whatever.
Definitely.
I'm always thinking interview, interview, interview. So I can appreciate that Damon is thinking interview. So we're going to get to that interview in just a couple seconds. Just a couple seconds. I want to make sure that we set this thing up right. But, Vinny, you also have something going on. You have a big thing going on that I'm pretty excited about that you want to share with everybody.
Yeah, just a shout-out to my friends over at Demon Rum. You can now have Demon Rum shipped directly to you at drinkdemonrum.com. The more you buy, the better the deal. And now, for being a fan, get 10% off your total order. Enter DemonVinny10 in the coupon code. That's DemonVinny10 at drinkdemonrum.com.
You got your own promo code?
You know.
Man, that's a boss right there. A guy that's got his own promo code?
Exactly.
I was sitting in the Legion Stadium last night. It said Lotus Broadcast, and I didn't even have a name. I didn't even have a name. I was like, damn, I thought I was the boss.
Were you up in the press box?
I was.
Oh, how's the press box situation for you and of it?
It's okay.
All right.
It wasn't bad. The food wasn't, like it normally is at a Raider game.
Right.
I sound so spoiled, but that's fine. It's the press box.
The NFL, you know, is.
It's spoiled
whole
us.
Whole other level.
Right, and it spoiled us. But it was good. It was good to see a lot of our colleagues that we know there in the press box as well. And that's just how I roll, man. I want to be at everything. So
I shouldn't say the NFL takes it to a whole other level, because there were some places, Oakland.
Why you want to emphasize Oakland like that, though? Wait, hold on, L.A. Why you want to do that, man?
I'll get to L.A. Just hold on one second. Because the hot dogs looked like they went back and forth from L.A. to Oakland. And they had this weird reddish-greenish color for the hot dogs in Oakland and at the L.A. Coliseum in the press.
I still don't know if I appreciate you dogging on Oakland
Hey, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. So you're not going to see any of those kind of hot dogs at Allegiant Stadium. We used to sit there and go, did they bring these from last year?
No, they were
just carrying.
They were
over?
Trying to give them to you. They knew that you were a hater, and they were trying to bring them to you.
There were, wasn't there like rats or something like that in the popcorn? Some
man,
crazy thing. There was.
See,
the last time
I'm
was
a Bay Cat. Bay Cats get taken
care
of. They take care of me. They
roll
out. I'm like the mayor.
Then you know about the skunk that died at the Rams.
That was game. That wasn't skunk, yes, man. That was Hagenberger. That was Junie. Listen, Junebug was selling a little
I
skunk,
know that smell.
A little dirt.
This wasn't that smell.
That was a little dirt.
This was death.
It's a little smell. Dirt, homeboy.
I had to write my story for my hotel room.
Well, you know, I had to leave. Man.
I mean, it was
bad. Little dirt.
And it was weird because at that point I thought, you know what, this is the last time I'm going to be at the Oakland Coliseum. To start the 2019 season.
All right, what was your last time you were there? Oh,
no,
yeah.
The 2018 season.
Okay, yeah.
2019.
Yeah, I was at that last game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, but that you were on the Rams beat. You were on the Rams beat.
No, I came back for that's the whole thing. I came back. I didn't think I was ever going to be at that stadium again, and then I accepted the job.
Well, you weren't welcome.
I accepted the job to come cover the Raiders, and I had to go live up in the Bay Area for a month.
That was a treat. That was probably the best time of your life then. You lived in the Bay. I bet you that was the highlight of your life, man.
I told Jared Goff, don't ever talk about, like, the traffic in the Bay Area was.
Nothing compared to L.A.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Oh, man, you were in the wrong area.
It was.
You were driving in the wrong hood.
I was going from hotel to Oakland, to the practice facility in Alameda, hotel to the stadium, and it was a B.I.T. You know what I'm saying? Every single, especially going home.
I don't know what you're saying.
It was an hour and a half. It was an hour and a, you know what
I'm talking about. I know, I'm just kidding.
You know what I'm talking about.
We'll get back into this conversation because I got to rep the Bay, man. Vinny is always coming from that Southern Cali point
of view. Where are you living now?
Hey, I'm here.
Where are you living now?
I'm in Vegas, but I'm always a Bay
kid. There's no traffic in Las Vegas.
Nah, everything's 15 minutes away.
It's beautiful.
Everything's 15 minutes away.
It's beautiful, right?
Speaking of, it is. I love it. I've been fighting to get here longer than you.
And he is here.
And I'm here, but. Who else is here is my man, DeMond. And my man, DeMond, does a great job, man. We're going to learn him. We're going to make him top flight guy of the world, man. And I don't mean security. I mean top flight dude. And DeMond had an opportunity yesterday evening at Allegiant Stadium during the UNLV Eastern Washington game to talk to some students from UNLV and DeMond Cotton. No further ado, let's get into this conversation that you had.
All right, it's halftime here at Allegiant Stadium. I'm talking to some UNLV students. We got Dominic, Chris, and Jimmy. What are you guys' thoughts on being here for this first game of the season for UNLV?
I think it's great. I haven't seen the stadium. It's great to be in the stadium. Beautiful stadium. Just super happy to be here.
It's just like what Jimmy said. Like, it's awesome being here. It's my first UNLV football game at Allegiant Stadium, and the atmosphere is amazing. It's like nothing else I've ever seen.
I've been to a few Rebel games before, but this is the first time in Allegiant Stadium, and man, this is great. I'm loving it right now.
All right, so you said this is your first game at Allegiant Stadium, so you have been to some at Sam Boyd.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me that contrast, that night-day difference.
Man, it is completely different. You have just everything, the echo of everything. There's more people here. Sam Boyd couldn't hold this much people, it felt like. I felt like it was a lot smaller, a lot more close together when it was Sam Boyd. Didn't feel like a legit place. Now we feel like we're legit. It's crazy. It's a different feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a UNLV game when I was super young at Sam Boyd, and I feel a lot like Chris. Like, it felt so much smaller at Sam Boyd, and, like, it felt less legit in a way. And now we're in an NFL facility with all the bright lights and, like, all the big stadium sounds and everything, and it's awesome. Like, I'm loving it, and I think, like, there definitely is a night and day contrast, like you said.
All right, and UNLV is up 6-3 at halftime against Eastern Washington. Hasn't been that explosive of a game, only 6-3. Are you confident UNLV can hold this lead?
I mean, if Charles Williams keeps on going, we got this game in the bag. But, I mean, we're looking excited. I'm excited about it right now. I'm liking it.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, if we keep up this momentum that we got, it's been like a really slow defensive game. But if we keep up this momentum, we keep playing some pretty solid defense, I think we can pull it out.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you, man.
All right, I'm here after UNLV just lost in a crushing double overtime defeat to Eastern Washington. Back with Chris, Don,
Jimmy,
and Jimmy. And guys, all right, man, we went through this together. How do you guys feel after this game?
I'm hurt. I'm hurting right now. There's so many bad calls by the refs. I can't even count them on my hand. It's bad. We should have won that game, but we should have executed the last play better. I really do think that.
It was a pretty frustrating loss. I mean, we were coming back like close to the end there. We were really rallying and everything, but just came up short in overtime. It was a great atmosphere still. We got plenty of games left in the season.
Not having a background in football, it was just so many emotions, just ups and downs. I related it to dating a crazy ex-girlfriend. It's just too crazy for me, yeah.
All right, so is this by far the best UNLV game you've ever been to?
Well, I was at that one UNLV game at Sam Boyd where we went to like 60-something. I was at that, so it's close, though. It's my close second. I had that game on overtime. That was hard.
I definitely think this is my best because, like, I mean, I lost my voice cheering and everything, and I haven't done that at a sporting event in a while. So I definitely think this game's the best, and I'm looking forward to more.
Yep. Watching this football game with these guys, knowing football and everything, helping me with all the plays and everything, it's so much fun. I lost my voice, too. Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. Rest up.
Hey, man, that was great stuff.
Very good. Good to hear the students.
Yeah, that was – DeMond, you undersold yourself. You made it sound like you were questioning if this was going to be good. That was great.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
That was great. That was I'm not gassing you up either. That was fantastic, man. I mean, you got the emotions from them being in the stadium.
The band was
you can hear the band. You can hear the atmosphere was there. They were excited to be there. That was a good job. I don't know if you knew it was a good job, but you did a good job.
Good job, DeMond.
Well, I try to undersell myself as much as possible.
Come on, man.
So, hey, man.
But no, it was
don't
great.
Undersell like, yourself ever.
Be like Mike Mayock, man. The playoffs, baby.
That's right.
The
playoffs. Don't think that you're just a one-win team.
No, but I was watching the game, and then, like, you know, people started leaving, and I'm, like, looking at people, like, hey, where y'all going? Where y'all going? So then I just make my way down towards the student section. I'm sitting right next to those guys that I interviewed at halftime, and we just became, like, the best of buds.
That's good. That's good. I like
it. Hey, you know what? Good job, dude. Good
job. Ever go to Sam Boyd?
No. I drove past it, but no, I ain't never gone to
it. My one and only game at Sam Boyd was the Las Vegas Bowl, USC against Fresno State.
Oh.
Quarterback.
Go Bulldogs.
Quarterback at Fresno State was some kid named Derek Carr.
Go Bulldogs.
So
one day I'm going to tell Derek Carr that because one day in the media session I'm going to tell him because he's always, you know, Adam always has his UNLV hat on. Paul reps UNLV, obviously.
Right.
And he always says something about the Bulldogs. I didn't go to Fresno State, but I do have a 559 number, as you know.
There you go. Yes, you do.
I am the Fresno guy.
Yes.
So I need to go ahead one of these days and be like, D.C., I got you, homeboy. That Fresno love.
He got the stuffing beat out of him in that game. It was just yes. A different level of talent,
right, of
obviously.
Course.
But I just remember he kept getting back up and trying to make plays. Well, I want to say Devontae Adams was with him on
I
that
I think
team.
So, yeah.
But they just got beat up on the line of scrimmage. But I remember thinking he's got something.
Right.
Derek Carr's got something. He was overwhelmed from the talent of the USC defense, but his toughness really stood out, too.
I will say this, going back to Fresno State USC, Reggie Bush was out of bounds.
That Reggie was Bush, a different game.
I know it was, but he stepped out of bounds.
He did.
He stepped out of bounds.
That was a great game.
It was a great game.
Crazy
and Reggie
game.
Bush
wow,
was the
just brought up
he was the best dude in the land. I'll never take that away from him.
Man.
We used to sit at the barbershop and literally watch the game. My haircut would already be done, but I was like, I'm not leaving because Reggie Bush is such a badass.
Did that season ended up being
that was the one he won,
Texas, right?
Yeah, and well, he won the Heisman Trophy that year,
yes.
And even though they took it back,
right?
Whatever.
Right.
He was the best. I don't care if his parents had five houses; he was still the best dude.
Yeah,
in
but
his
you know what the issue
football.
With that was? Just come clean with it, then.
Right.
Like, hey, look, it had nothing to do with the school.
Right.
I made a mistake. Everyone can understand why I did this. I wanted to help my family out. But instead, the school got like 30 scholarships taken away.
Right.
It really set them. That's the whole point with Reggie Bush. I love Reggie Bush, love covering Reggie Bush, but he could have helped the school out just by coming clean. Because at that point, he's in the pros. Who cares?
Right.
No eligibility effect, but, you know, he tried to lie, continue to lie.
He pulled a Chris Webber.
Yeah, and what ends up happening was a bunch of USC kids got hurt.
Right.
They got in the crossfire, and I just think it could have been handled a little bit differently.
4 o'clock is the time on the dot. DeMond is going to kill us, but, hey, great job on that interview, DeMond. We do appreciate you. We're going to come on back. We still have more to go. We are not done. The show is not over. We are here at Treasure Island. We'll be here till at least 4:45. Come holler at your boy, man. This is how we get down. This is Raider Nation Radio 920.
Hey, guys, it's Vinny B. Raider Nation In the Huddle is all about giving our fans the best opportunities in life. TAT is a new product that allows smokers to enjoy the sensations of smoking with zero tobacco and zero nicotine content. Finally, a cigarette you could feel good about, similar to Raider Nation rituals of winning championships. TAT offers the beyond nicotine experience with its beyond tobacco-based material in taste, smell, touch, sight, and sound without nicotine or tobacco. TAT offers a better option to completely remove nicotine intake without compromising the smoking experience. TAT. Beyond Tobacco. Raider Nation, get your free pack of TAT today at TriTAT.com.